Bezhashem, we're in the middle of the sugya of Tfisa B'Sfeikir. This is a klalim and shas of when Tfisa helps B'Sfeikir. As in the Yeshit of the Rosh learns that Tfisa with the Tanya Shema doesn't help. That's the reason why Tukfu Kayim and Mastani is Mitzim Riyadoi. But Tfisa with the Tanya's Bari helps. And he says, "V'ha'chi Yomer Nachman Perik Beis Kor, Da'kuf Heyamid Beis, Kavim Merchet Shesacher B'Shnayim Basizul Hashana Medinis Av L'Chodesh Misab Hashana Misafkanon." Yomer Nachman Karka V'Cheskes Ba'Le'ah Menes. Afilu Ba B'Soif HaChodesh Kule Lemascher V'Avagav D'Tovis HaSoicher Noi Mahan Yitvisa Soi Misveika. As the Rosh brings another raya to the din of Tfisa's Loi Mahani B'Safik from the member of Rav Nachman later on. Mitzarech Bir, Rav Nachman over there says the reason why it's not Mahani is because Karka B'Cheskes Ba'Le'ah Menes. That's only Shaykh by Karka. How could he bring from there a raya that Tfisa is Loi Mahani B'Sveikes? Nachum was Madayik, Tosis didn't bring a raya from Reb Nachman. He only asked from Shmuel, he didn't bring a raya from Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman explained with Tosis on Kugimel, because Karka B'Cheskes Ba'Le'ah Menes means that it's not Shayach Tfisa by Karka, because Karka B'Cheskes Ba'Le'ah, the Ramban says it too. But the Shaila is, the Rosh does bring a raya from Reb Nachman. How could the Rosh bring Kilu? The Rosh is the only Rishon that says that there's another Gemara that Tfisa is Loi Mahani, Shitas of Nachman. What's Pshat? As Bukhari, you see in the Rosh a Gevaldik Chiddush. The Mesa needs Zman Laharchiv of Engan Mekoyma, as we'll just say over the Shirish of the Inyan, that there's two Inyanim. There's Chazaka and there's Tfisa. That which Rav Nachman was saying, Karka B'Cheskes Ba'Le'ah Menes, is talking about the B'Cheskes of the Karka. The Shaila of the Rosh is, okay, the B'Cheskes is B'Cheskes the Bala Karka, and not B'Cheskes the person who lived in it. Ab L'Pachis, when he's Toifis it, that should help. And that, he's saying, you see, Tfisa's Loi Mahani. The Shail is, how to buy the Tuni Dainim, the B'Cheskes and the Tfisa. About the Tfisa at the end of the day is just a way of making a B'Cheskes. But Vais the Chos in the Rosh, when the Tfisa makes a B'Cheskes, then it's different. Then Karka B'Cheskes Ba'Le'ah Menes doesn't work. Shail is, how to be Masbil. Leave the Olam, think about it, and handle it. I think we wanted to focus in on the Rosh was the Chelek Hasheni of the Rosh that many Achrayim are Oymed on, which Kipshuta is a very Shvera Rosh. This Rosh appears in Tosis in two places also, in Tosis in Ksubis Tav Chof and Baba Basra Tav Kuf Hei. He asks that the Shaila of Tosis by us, that Tosis asks from Shmuel, that I, what's Shan and Shmuel? Shmuel says that if the Seicher lived there, as then the Seicher doesn't have to pay, as you see Tfisa's Mahani. As Enver the Rosh, Elisavar, Midloi Ba, at Seif HaKodesh, Vadai Oiduye Oidule, Shalashana Yiskiroi, Veloi Lechadosh. The Rosh answers, over there, there's a Hoidos Baltim. As being that there's a Hoidos Baldin, that's the reason why he's Zoicha. As Kipshuta, the Rosh is saying, that Pshan and Shmuel is because he let him be live there, as it shows he's Moida that it's his. And therefore he's Zoicha. As you don't see over there, Tisa's Mahani. Over there is Mishum the Hoidah. Abu Dachreinim has many questions on Tisa's. Number one, the Populi Charifta on the bottom of the Rosh is Sarich Ion, Beperik Hashoel Taima Mishum Detofis. He asks, the Lashon of the Gemara over there says Mefurish, the reason why he's Zeicha is because he's Tofis. Lefi Taisis, that it's Mishum Haidah, Haidah Spaldin. as why do you need tfisa for dasfek the pupule harifta. Taisis in Baba Basra on Daf Kufay, Taisis asks another question, a very strong question. The Gemara says that if he's Baba Be'emsa HaChoydish, if he comes in the middle of the Choydish, the halacha is, you say Yachloiku. Frek Taisis in Baba Basra, if there's a Haidah, how could you say Baba Be'emsa HaChoydish is Yachloiku? He was Maida, it belongs to the other person. If he's Maida, it belongs to the other person, it's his. Because why do we say Yachloiku if he's Ba Be'emsa HaChoydish? That's the second question. The third question is, and L'chayra, the third question is the psicha to answer the other two questions. The third question is how is it Shaya Choydo L'chlau? Bishlema, if it's a Suffolk in Metzias, we don't know what happened, and he knows what happened, as then it's Shayech Ha'ido. But over there, the Suffolk is twice Lashon Rishon, a twice Lashon Achron. It's a Suffolk in Umdenas Bnei Adam, what they mean when they say two Lashonis that are connected each other. That Suffolk is a Suffolk in what everyone in the world does. It's not Tully what he does. Even if he means one thing, but if in the whole world they use the Lashon differently, it wouldn't make a difference. As that's called the Sveika de Dina. It's a Suffolk, what the Umdana in the world is. How do people use the Lashon? As what is his Haidah gonna help? Oh, those are the three strong questions on the Rosh. As therefore, Rav Nachum wanted to learn in the Rosh one more time. This is something we had in Rav Nachum on Bava Meralev, the middle, the top, that even though the Rishonim use the Lashon of Haidah, they don't literally mean Haidah is Baldin Kimei Eidim Dami. And over here it's God Pashat, it's not Shayech. What could he be Maida? It's a Sveik of the Dina, what people use, how they use the Lashonis. As what does it mean? What's the word of Eduye Haidele? As Rav Nachum brought a rush in Bechayris Perik Tesvav. Simen Tesvav, I'm sorry. Simen Tesvav in Bechayris. The rush is appears in Bechayris, and he quotes a Ramban. And the Ramban explains this a little bit better. The Ramban over there says that even though Tfisa is Loi Mahani Besvekis, but when you give him Rishus, as then it's Mahani. Why? Because what's the reason why Tfisa is Loi Mahani Besveikis? Because it's Becheskas of the Marikamo, like the Rosh says. When is it Becheskas the Marikamo? When someone comes and tries and takes it away from the Marikamo, as then it's Becheskas the Marikamo. Of when the Marikamo leaves someone naked, he sees someone walking in and he's quiet and he leaves him living it, Tfisa Rishus. As then, being that he gave him Rishus to go in, meaning he's letting him, that's an Asidus Rishus, as he becomes a Muchsik. Now it's Becheskasai, because the Marikama let him live there, as it's Becheskas, because the person who's fighting with you let you live there, becomes Becheskas. That's the word of Aduye Aydele. The Hainu, he let him live there for whatever Tkufit was, as that makes that he becomes into a muhsin. As Lafi Zeh, the Haidah is a chatimsa of making the other person into a muhsin. That's what it is. That's what Tisa Rishus, that's the Lashon of the Rosh in Bechayris. And Rav Nachum used that Rosh in Bechayris as a gilui on the Rosh over here. That's what he means over here by Aduye Aydele, that it's a Tisa Rishus. Aber Rav Nachum was madgish l'chayre, that's very similar to Taisus, that Taisus says the word is Tfisa v'heter. Aber Rav Nachum said, but it's klar meduyik, not that way, because Taisus uses the Lashon of Tfisa v'heter. The Rosh uses a different Lashon of Eduye Oidele, Tfisa b'shus. It's not mashma, it's the same thing. So Nachum is Masber al pi his derech that he learned. That Tosus learns, like the Rashba and the Miri and Ksubis, that the reason why his Tfisa doesn't help is because it's Tfisa's Gzela. As then, in order to make that the Tfisa should help, it's enough to say it's beheter and it's Shaloi b'derech Gzela. But the Rosh Lushitasai, that the Rosh learns that the Chsarn is not Derech Zela, because the Rosh holds Tfisa b'tainis bari works, even though it's b'derech Zela. As the Rosh learns, the reason why it doesn't work is because it's b'cheskas the marikama. As the only way that Tfisa is going to work is if the marikama himself will be machzik someone else. And that is if it's b'rishus that he lets the other person take it. As it's not enough the beheter according to the Rosh. You need a much higher level. You need tfisa rishus of a duye oidele. I'm mamish letting you live there. We're having a fight if you should live there. I see you living there and I'm letting you live there. It's a much higher level. It's a level that creates you into the mukhsa.
Rosh says unto you, Adilay Shalash Shama Miskira Blind of Adoption.
Exactly.
But you can't be mighty in Shalash Shama Miskira. Yes. Speak of the Dino.
Meaning in din, it's a suffix, but in tzidi, I know what I meant, so I'm letting you. And because I'm letting you, as when you're living there b'shusi, as you become a muxer. As if hoidam means I'm moided to you on the mitzias, your question is right. But the way Rav Nachum's learning, all the Hoida is saying is that I feel it's yours, so I'm letting you sit there. As being that I'm letting you sit there and fear like a bialim, as therefore you become a mukhsir.
But he's not being maida with some obscurity.
Why is he being maida? Why is he letting him? Because he feels he's right. You're right. It's a suffix bad saying, maybe you do have a source. But why is he letting him do it? Because he feels the other guy is right. He knows what he meant and he feels he's right. As you're right, in Lomdis, he doesn't have to let him because maybe twice Lashon Achron, but Lamaisa, that's why he's doing it. Okay. As let's go step by step. Befize, you answer all the questions. Question number one, Fred de Bilpule Charifta, the Gemara over there says the reason why he wins is because of Tafus. What do you need Tfisa if it's a Haidah? The fear of Nahum, it's Gavaldic. You still need to be a muxik. The Haidah just turns you into a muxik, as you need him to be a tafus in order for the Haidah to help. Number two, if it's a Haidah, as why do you say Yachleiku? Because the Tfisa only helps with Sirif what you were tafus. As if you bought Be'emsa Achleidish, he was only tafus 15 days, as the Haidah only helps for the 15 days that he was tafus. For the rest of the things that he wasn't tafus yet, the Haidah doesn't help. As if he's bar bam sachoi, it only helps for the 15 days. How does the Haidah help? The third question, he doesn't know. Emes, he doesn't know, but he's letting him. As if he's letting him, the person becomes a mochsik. Lefize, you could fear ice with a very nice isafa imshat. Rav Nachman is choylik on Shmuel. Why does Rav Nachman be choylik on Shmuel? As the Veld says, according to the Rosh, it's going to have to be a new machloikis. The Rosh says that pshat in Shmuel is oituye oidele, haidaz baldin. As what does Rav Nachman hold? They say Rav Nachman holds there's no haida. As it's a machloikis of Nachman in Shmuel, if there's a haida. It's very dachuk. You look at the Gemara. The Gemara says Rav Nachman holds karka b'cheskes by leil medes. As they say, there's two machlekes. One is karka v'cheskes ba'leh, and there's another machlekes if there's a haidon. It's very sussum in the Gemara. Of the feed away, Rav Nachum's learning is mamish gavaldik. The only way the haidon works is b'tzirif, you're a tafus. As Rav Nachman holds karka v'cheskes ba'leh, I meant this. That makes that even the tfis is loy mahari. As a mele, the haidon doesn't help. This is the, that would be the beer, the divrei arosh. Okay, this is the third mahalach in the sugya of Tfisa, the mahalach of the rosh. we want to start the Ramban. The Ramban is a long Ramban, so take off pieces of it. Does someone have maybe a Kodesh version or a Ramban? Let's just chazer an akuda of the klalei asugyas. We open up the Ramban. Where is the raya that tfisas loy mahani bisfekis? Toisvis on vav amit beis, and the rush on vav amit beis says the raya is when the Gemara says tafukayim mitziyin mimenu. The maskan of the Gemara on vav amit beis over there, toisvis and the rush. Both start handling kol hashas. Where do you see tfisas mahani? That's really, if you think about it, that's really the summation of all the rishonim over here. Is in our sugya tfisas loy mahani, and they ask from the places that tfisas mahani. Each one asks from his places. But interestingly, the Rosh, the Ramban, stells the sugya on vav amit aleph, not vav amit beis. So if you were looking for the Ramban this morning, it was on vav amit aleph, not vav amit beis. What's the difference? Because the Ramban says there are two sugyas in Bava Metziya Dafav that tvises loy mahani. Vav amit beis, tok vukayim metziya mimenu. And Vav Amid Aleph, it says that by Shnayim Oichzim Metalis, Idikat Tzavach, Mayav Elelu Mevat. The Shaila is, why didn't the Toisvis and the Rush, why do they only bring the Raya from Vav Amid Beis? Why didn't they bring the Raya from Vav Amid Aleph? Because now that we learned the Rush inside, we know the Rush holds Tfisa Betainis Bari is Mahani. Vav Amid Aleph is Tfisa Metainis Bari. As the Rush can't learn over there that the Yisoid is Tfisa Zloi Mahani Bisvekis, the Rush Lishitasi holds Tfisa Metainis Bari is Mahani. Aye, what's shot in the Sugya over there? As we saw in the Taisis Rush, in the Taisis, in Beis Amid Aleph, in Baba Basra, that they say once there's a Psak Yachloiku, you can't be Mishtana the Psak. So Mela over there is a different sugya. The Mela, their sugya of Tfisa Bisvekis starts on Vav Amid Beis. But the Ramban, it's already on Vav Amid Aleph. The Ramban Lishitasa, he argues on the Ramban. And he says, Tfisa is Loi Mahani, even with the Tainis Bari. And he brings the Gemara on Vav Amid Aleph. As the Ramban holds Tfisa B'Tainis Bari is Loi Mahani, the sugya starts on Vav Amid Aleph. The Rush can't start in Vav Amid Aleph. He'll have to learn differently. Okay, so that's Tom where he stelled the Shaila. Number two. Dignit number two in the Ramban. And this is a very Yusaidistic Ramban. We saw, why doesn't Tfisa be Mahani Visvekis? As we saw, let's put together again. We saw that Rav Nochum was Miyasid, the Das Taisis, that says Tfisa Beheta works. That the Yisoid of the Sugya, why doesn't Tfisa help? Because Tfisa is Bigzela. And he brought the Miri in Ksubis Tav Chof, in some of the Tfisa, it's on the bottom of your Tes Amid Beis. If you're looking for it, sometimes it'll be on the bottom of your Tes Amid Beis. And the Rajba on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, that it's Tfisa Bigzela, and the Kundris Asfekis. That was the big Yisoid of Rav Nochum, which is Gebait on the Kundris Asfekis. And the Rishonim, what did Rav Nochum add? He added that Shitas Taisis in the Sugya. Okay. In the Ramban, Rav Nochum said, the Ramban is Meduyik, very different. And Rav Nochum, like Kedarka, as you're going to see, he voyed Shinuyim in the Ramban, but the other Rishonim that are based on this Yisoid of Jesus say. As Havai, let's see the Ramban inside. Vesikna gabi sofik b'chayris, tak v'kayin, moitziya noisa miyad, v'shmano na, the kol sofik m'mayna, the kaimela, n'chumra l'tayveya, v'kula l'nitva, itakvu b'fneinu, ay b'fnei edim, mafkina mine. Why? The huki m'mayna b'cheskes mari, the tchikov b'chi haigavna loy mahani. The Ramban Zokrev Nochum is very clear, crystal clear. What's the reason why Tfis is loy mahani? Because Cheskes Mamin is Machriah. The Ritvi Yeshanim adds, the other man, the Yomar, who says Tatfu Kayin Eimoitzian, he says because Cheskes Mamin is Misafik. But the man, the Yomar, who says Tatfu Moitzian, he holds Cheskes Mamin is Machriah Betairas Vadai. As the Ramban is the Shita that says, what's the reason why Tfisa is Loi Mahani? Because Rabbeisai, we have a psak. We know what's happened. Vadai. Moitzi mechaveri olav arai is machriya betoiris vadai. There's no suffix anymore. There's no makom for a tfisa. Tfisa is in sveikis. But if the cheskes moment was machriya, who it belongs to, there's no makom for a tfisa. Tfisa helps when there's a suffix. Over here we have Achrav Vadois. We know whose it is. The Cheskes Mamin was Machriya. As there is no Makom for Atfisa to help. Oh, this is what the Ramban says. You see this another time in the Ramban. The Ramban's two big questions in the beginning of the Ramban is from Subis and Daf Tezayin. The seer with, she's a Safik Psula, Safik Bu'ula. And Tfisa helps on Tezayin Amid Beis in Ksubis, and Betzir on Daf Chof Amid Aleph in Ksubis by Yitrei that Tfisa helps. Those are the two big shilas of the Ramban in the beginning, from Ksubis Tezayin Amid Beis, Ksubis Daf Chof. As you turn the Ramban to the top, and he wants to answer by Trey Yitrei, what's the Teretz? Zot the Ramban. The answer for the Gemara in Ksuvis Dachva, the Kol Trei Utrei Loyam Minon Uki Memoina Becheskes Mari Kama Eleman De Tavis Tavis. Because by Trei Utrei, you don't go Basa Chazaka. The Kol Sveke De Araisa Afilu Gabi Yisurei Loyam Minon Ukma Chazkasa. Because the Gemara says that even a cheskes iser, you don't go baser a chazaka by trey utrey. Huadin by cheskes mamin, you don't go baser a chazaka by trey utrey. As therefore, tfisa is mahani. State clearly in the Ramban, what's the reason why tfisa is loy mahani? Because the chazaka is machriya. Of in trey and trey, the chazaka can't be machriya. So tfisa is mahani. Now, what do you mean? So by Trey Yitrei, it's called Olam Gavar? No. The Ramban says you leave it where it is. You leave it where it is. But the Cheskes Mamin is not Machriya. Thus stated in the Ramban. Because in order to make the Tfisa should be Loi Mahani, you need the Cheskes Mamin to be Machriya. As thus stated clearly in the Ramban, it says clearly in the Ramban, that the reason why Tfis is loy mahani, because Cheskes Mamin was machriya the suffix. Go home. There's no suffix anymore. Tfis is not helping. Thus is deep shot. Betray you, tray. It can. Frecht the kundris as sveikis on the Ramban. How could the Ramban compare a Cheskes Iser to a Cheskes Mamin? Bishleima Cheskes Iser, what's the reason why Cheskes Iser works? The Gemara in Chulin learns out from Xeris Akasiv. We assume whatever it was until now, it stayed the same. A Marshal, she was Becheskes Aser until now, we assume she's still Aser. She was Becheskes Mutter until now, we assume she's still Mutter. The Chazaka tells us, Kilu, how to look at the case, how to look at it, what happened. A Becheskes Mamin means Heche de Kaimu Tekum. It means we don't know what to do. Leave it where it is. As over there, who cares if it's a tray or tray? If we don't know what to do, we leave it where it is. How could you compare Cheskes Mamin to Cheskes Iser? Zok the Kuntras Ashvekis, stayed in the Ramban, a Gavaldik Yisrael. You can compare Cheskes Mamin to Cheskes Iser. By Cheskes Mamin, it's also Machriya. Dumya de Cheskes Iser. Oh. As this is the Yisoid of Reb Nochum, the big Yisoid in Cheskes Mamin, the Yisoid of Reb Asher in his Kundris. Oh. We said there are many Rayas from the Rishonim. This Ramban, which is Husker in many of the Rishonim over here, is one of the very strong rayas. The Ramban says, compares Cheskes Iser to Cheskes Mamet. Mefurish, what doesn't work by Cheskes Iser won't work by Cheskes Mamet. Okay, now this is a big Yisoy Vashtein in the Ramban. However, this Ramban, okay, that's Pshat in the Ramban. Tosfos in Ksuvos on Daf Chav, and Tosfos in by us, is from the Gemara in Trey, and he doesn't answer like the Ramban. He doesn't say Trey and Trey is different. What's the Pshat? The Ramban over here is saying a very nice Pshat. Trey and Trey is Sveikya da Raisa. And you don't go basa chazakas midaraisa. Because how could you use a chazaka when there's Edom? Edom is the beer achi godol sheba oilam. As if there's Edom against your chazaka, how could the chazaka tell you anything? How could the chazaka be machriya b'makam Edom? B'makam shegodol memcha al tamoid. Edom over here. What's the chazaka mandi amma b'chla? Because there's a big, so there's a Ritva Yeshanim over here. And in Dvarim Yeshanim, there are Dvarim Toivim. The Ritva over here, the Ritva Yeshanim is on the Ramban a bomba question. The Gemara in Yevamis, Tav Lamed Aleph, winds up, Treyu Trey is Sveika Derabana. And Chazaka helps Midaraisa. Why? Because Treyu Trey, we say the Edom cancel each other, they command the lesser, and the Chazaka works. Tosfos in many places in Shas says Treyu Trey Sveika Derabono. That's the Maskana of the Gemara, like the Ritva. One of the most famous places is Tosfos in Ksubis, Dachov Beis Amit Beis. Tosfos says, is a Trey a Trey, and if she's an anxious ish, because until now she was a Becheskas anxious ish, you kill the lady. Why? She's Becheskas anxious ish. Either is a Trey a Trey, Trey a Trey, Sveika Derabona. She's Mechuyev Misa Min HaTorah. The Chazok is Machria, but over here you have the Spitz kind of Achra. It's not only the Chazaka is machri and a Treyu Trey, the Chazaka kills a person. He kills an Eishes Ish that was in some. That's the most chomedic thing in the Torah. You're relying on the Chazaka to kill an Eishes Ish. That's, you would say, like a Treyu Trey, okay, a little suffix, something. Your mom is killing me. As in Tosfos, you see that Treyu Trey is the Chazaka works lagamri. As Tosfos l'shitasai, doesn't have the Ramban's mahala. How are you going to answer the Ramban? As this is one of the very shver Rambans. The easiest answer is obviously at a different girsa in the Gemara Yevamis on Daf Lamed Aleph. Toif. You have to know how we learned the sugyo. The daily rabbi saying with the conscious asvekis, others handle this Ramban. It's very, very shver. Okay. As does is, but it is a Ramban. Although you have to know how to stim it with these things, and that's why Tosfos doesn't learn that was okay. As does is the Ramban, and this Ramban and the Lashon of the Ramban is the Makor that he's learning that it's not a Yisoid of Tvis and Zela, but he's learning the Chazaka is Machriya. Zokrev Nochum, Lefize, you could be Masber, the other teretz of the Ramban. The Ramban says another teretz on the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chav, and the Gemara on Ksubis Daf Tesayin. And this Ramban is based on a Gemara on Daf Kuf Yur, Amir Al. The Ramban says an interesting Yisai. Tvisa. The halacha is tofes moitzien mimenu. Because it's becheskas of the first one. Zotzer Ramban, the Gemara on Kuf Yud says, that's only by a milsa deloy avide legluye. It's not of it that Adam should come and be mevar the mitzias. But by a milsa da avide legluye, by something where it's of it, that Adam should come and be Mavar the Mitzias, over there we're not going to be Mitziyah from the Tafos. Bezdin is not Tachinan Bechdi. Meaning to be Mitziyah from a Tafos is Halacha. You have to go down, you have to be Mitziyah from him. Bezdin's not wasting their Koiches. If anyway, it's something which is Milsa Davide Legluye, it's a tzir where it's Motzei to find Adam, as Bezin's gonna wait to see if Adam are coming. That's the Teretz of Ramban, based on a Gemara and Daf Kof Yud, a whole new cloud, something that Adam could come and be Mavar, is over there, we don't be Motzei from a Tafos. We wait and we see what are the Adam gonna say. L'chayra, a simple teretz. Oh. Very interesting. That the Rashba does not bring down this teretz. The other Rishonim bring down this teretz. The Rashba, the Yima, he brings down different things in the Ramban. This teretz he doesn't bring down. Even though it's based on a Gemara and Kuf Yud. But the Rashba doesn't bring it down. He says, "Umatza to a Yishuv in the Ritva Yishonim." The Ritva Yishonim brings down this Ramban and he's choilek on it. He says that'll be a gilui on the Rashba. What do you hold? The Ritva Yishonim explains the Gemara on Kuf Yud is talking about a story like this. There's a malva. There's a loyve. The Shtar says Shonim. The Loive says Shonim means 2 years. The Malva says Shonim means more. He went and he went on the field. He used the field of the Loive. It was a mashkin. He ate the peiris. Shaila Hamog it was. As the Gemara says, a milsa Davidi Legluye, we're not Tarchinon, we're not Mafkina. Zuck the Ritva, over there the Gemara is talking about where the Loiva let the Malva go on. It was Birshus HaLoiva that the Malva went onto the field and the Malva used it. As being that it was Birshus HaMalva, as then we say, okay, we're not going to be Teireach to be Mafkinon from it. Of the Initzir where the Tfisa was Shaloi Birshus, as then Abada we mafkinon, because it's not a tfisa b'chlal. What's the beer b'divrei haritva? Zokrev Nochum, the ritva learns the chsarin in tfisa is tfisa's gzela. What is tfisa's gzela? It's not a tfisa b'chlal. That's not called tfisa, because you're holding it like a gzela. It's kilo you're not holding it. As over there, even if it's a milsa davide legluye, but if Mr. Goslin is sitting there holding something big zela as a vada, we're going to take it away from him. And we're not going to say, let's wait for the Adam to come. We don't know when the Adam is coming. Some guy walked in, he stole it. He's holding it b'derech zela, a vada, we're going to be mafkir amine. The Ramban l'shitasai, the Ramban learns that Tfisa is not called Tfisa's zela. It's a tofus. It's just not strong enough to win against the Muxik. Meaning, we have a Din Torah, we have a Tafos, we have a Muxik. The halacha is, the Muxik is Machriya Keneged the Tafos. There's a Din Torah. As then you could say, if it's a Milsa Davide Legluye, let's not make the Din Torah now and take it away from him now. Let's wait till we get all the facts, and then we'll make the Din Torah and we'll decide, and we'll paskin and we'll take it away from him. As the Ramban l'shita say that the tfis is not a tfis is gzela, he's a tafus. Just the halacha is the muksik has a stronger skus, so the muksik wins the din Torah. As then you could say by milsa davide legluye, instead of practicing the din Torah and going with the psak and taking it away from him, we'll leave it by the tafus until we get more information. We find out more what's going on. According to the Ritva for Yishanim, he holds it's a tfisa's gzela. As with Mela, therefore, you're not a tafis b'chlal. As a vada, we take it away. As That's why the Rashba, well, Tvises Zeilo couldn't bring the Ramban. This Teretz of Milsa David Lemui, Ayetz of Gemara and Kuf Yud. Over there is talking Bershus. Himamish saw him going in. Himamish let him live there and go in. It's over there when it's Bershus. It's not Bader of Zeilo. But when it's Bader of Zeilo, you can't sushtel to the Gemara. As Ramban Lishitasa, he says this new klal of Milsa David Lemui. Of the other Rishonim of Tvises Zeila can't answer with Milsa Davide Ligmuye. Thus is the Tosefos of Rav Nochum in the Ramban, that this Nekuda the Ramban is Lashitasa in the Rishonim of Tvises Zeila won't learn that Ramban. Say Bazei, it comes out, we have three Shitas case. We have the Shita of Tosfos, the son is Tvisa Zeila. The Shita of the Rosh, the son is Tvisa Vitaina Shema. And the third Shita is the Shita of the Ramban, because Cheskis Momin is Machriya Betrayus Vadai, and it's more Olim than the Tophos, because he's Moisi from the Tophos. According to the Ramban, you could say, Milsa Davide Ligluye. Okay, this is the Ramban. Brings an interesting raya that Tvises Loi Mahani Svekis that all the other Rishonim don't bring. Ramban says it's a Gemara in Bava Mitzia, Vav Amit Beis, Tokfu Kayim. Rishonim all on them. The Ramban says, I have another tzir to show you that Tvises Loi Mahani Svekis. Zog the Ramban, what happens if someone walks over to you and he says, Mona li biyotcha. He walks over to a guy and he says, Mona li biyotcha. You owe me money. And the guy says, Lehadam. I don't owe you anything. It's not true. And his taif is, Zog de Ramban, Afada, you might see in me, man. He doesn't hear this. Every lawyer is going to walk over and say, I own everything as yours and grab everything you get. The Ramban says, over there you see, Tvisa Betainis Bari is Loi Mahani. As the Ramban brings this new raya, new angle, it can't be Tvisa Betainis Bari is Mahani, like the Rush over here, and Tosis and Ksubis. Because if Tvisa with Tainis Bari is Mahani, as I could just walk over to someone, I'll say, you owe me money. If he says, la dam, didn't happen, I'll say, you do, and I'll grab. You owe me money, I'll grab whatever it is. I'll grab your wallet, I'll grab your watch, I'll grab you whatever it is. Yeah. And Tvisa is Mahani. The Shaila is, what are the Rishonim that hold Tvisa with Tainis Bari? What do they do with this Raya of the Ramban? L'choira, one would have said, the Raya of the Ramban is a Pella. When do Shitas hold that Tvises Mahani by Svekas by Bari? When there is a Suffolk, it's Nenu, the Hainu. In our Tzir, it's a Suffolk Bukhar. The Suffolk was Noilet. There's a Shtar that's unclear. There's Treyu Trey. There's Svekas Lefnenu. There's a Siba Listapik Befnenu, a very clear Suffolk in front of us. As then there's a need in the Rishonim, if there is a Suffolk, if Tvisa is Mahani. But in the Tzir of the Ramban, you walk over to someone, it's mine. He says, Lahadam, and you don't have any Edim, any proof, any Raya that it's yours. There is absolutely no Suffolk going on. As of course, Tvisa is Loi Mahani, Aliba de Divrei HaKol. Tvisa is Mahani Besvekis. What was the safer? Kundris as Svekis. These are Klale Svekis. We're handling Svekis and Svekis. Tvisa is Mahani. But on a Suffolk, Avada Tvisa is not Mahani. Ad Heichon Advarim Megiim, it's Kemad Pella on their body. What was the Ramban's Havamina? What did he bring a Raya not though? It's such a good Taina. The Ramban had it sad that you could stomp be Toifis without a Suffolk. Vidishvi, but that's the other Rishonim That's a good way to answer up the other Rishonim, why they don't hold up the Raya of the Rambam. Okay. Those are the main nekudas we see from the beginning of the Ramban. There's one last angle of the Ramban, which is all the way at the end of the Ramban, when he handles the Tzir on Vav Amid Aleph, if why doesn't Tisa Mahani? We had seen it on Vav Amid Aleph, but we could see it again on Vav Amid Beis. It's kedai to see it again. We'll see it again tomorrow, the kids say. And also tomorrow, we want to see the last Shita in the Sugya that we're going to see, the Rambam Shita. Until now, we went with Shitas, Taisis, Rosh, Ramban, the three Ovis Hagdolos of the Rishonim. The Tfis is Loi Mahani Bisvekis, and we have three Ovis, why Tfis is Loi Mahani Bisvekis. The next, the last one, call it the regular V of the Merkava, the Rambam, goes the other way around. Jesus Mahani says, you have to know how he argues on everyone. What does he do with the Gemara? But what's the beer of the Machlech? This is tomorrow. We're going to see Shitas Rambam, Ba'yuhus, and to be going at the end of the Rambam.